developing effective telephone, selling techniques, and strategies. There are very few sales professionals who enjoy making cold calls. Even making phone sales pitches to known customers is a challenge for many salespeople. Cold calling can be particularly for those who struggle with the lack of personal contact available in a face-to-face sales meeting. The reality is that with expanding sales territories and less budget for travel, most companies are requiring their sales professionals to spend more time using the phone and online technologies, as opposed to person-to-person meetings with customers. The good news is that techniques, strategies, and approaches to successful sales calls are something that can be easily learned and mastered. Like any type of sales process, there are things that the sales professional must do to prepare for the sales call. Learning these techniques and strategies is important, and the more of these techniques you can implement, the greater the impact. Take the time to talk to successful sales professionals to get feedback and ask for ideas, or perhaps even work with a dedicated sales coach or a mentor. These can be effective ways to turn your phone selling strategies from theory into practice and execution. Strategically prepping for the call. One of the key factors to keep in mind is that a cold call should never be a call to an unknown entity. There is enough online information to have a basic idea about the size of the company, what it produces or the services it offers, and what products or services you are selling that can solve a problem they are experiencing. This does take prep work, but it is not long or tedious work. Ideally, when doing your due diligence on the company and the individual, jot down a few notes that you can keep in front of you during the call. Know the company and the person. Take the time and do a quick search for the professional you are calling. LinkedIn is a great platform to use, but not everyone has a profile online or is active on social media sites. By using a general search engine query, you may be able to find out information about the individual you are calling that you can use as a way to personalize the call. If you cannot find information about the individual you are calling, you should be able to find out something about the company. This information can help you discover the type of open-ended questions you need to ask to get them to tell you more about their business, a problem or a challenge they are experiencing, or something that is missing altogether. Just as a quick reminder, open-ended questions require more details and typically start with how or what, such as, what have you tried in the past? What is your top concern right now? How important is it to resolve your problem? How would finding a solution improve your business, bottom line, process? Look for industry information on the company as well. This can be a great way to create a connection with the person on the other end of the phone. Perhaps the company had record profits, landed a big contract, did some charity work, or is participating in some type of community event. All of this information can be a great way to build your professional expertise and will make you come across as a very well-educated sales rep or even an industry expert. Know the sales message. The transition from the first few introductory sentences to the actual content of the conversation is only possible if you are comfortable with the sales message you wish to transmit. When making notes on the company and the individual, try to anticipate several ways your product or service offers value. Make notes that show the flow of this conversation, starting with the problem through to the solution you are offering. This is a great habit to develop. If you take the time to anticipate the issues you believe are a challenge for the company and how your product adds value, the information they give you about the challenges they are facing will naturally flow into an opening to start the sales discussion. You are prepared, you have a clear message, and you are providing a planned and thoughtful response, not an off-the-cuff solution that does not ring true to the customer. Mental preparation. If you are dialing a phone number and you are stressed, distracted, unhappy, unmotivated, or frustrated from the last call, this will set the tone of the first words you speak. A flat tone of voice and lack of passion and belief in making the sales call can easily persuade the customer to end the conversation. Once the prospect senses you are not interested, he or she is not interested either. Take a minute or two and disengage from any negativity you may be experiencing. Take a couple of deep breaths, close your eyes, and visualize a winning sales call. play a mental movie of just what you are going to do. Build your confidence up and get mentally prepared with a positive and energetic outlook about the opportunity to have this conversation. If you feel more energetic with a quick physical activity break, take a walk, step to the window, and look outside. And just give yourself a minute to come back to a calm, composed mental state. Next, be sure to have your written notes easily visible, either on your desk, or have the CRM page, spreadsheet, or document open and visible on your computer. Also, be sure all the specs and technical information, if applicable, is right at your fingertips, so you are not hunting around if there is a request for more information. Cold calling tips during the call. As with an in-person meeting, there are phases or stages to the cold call or phone selling strategy. There is the introduction, the fact-finding component, the solution, brainstorming, idea-generating discussion, and sales pitch, followed by the close. Each of these steps is equally important and needs to be carefully considered. First contact. It is very likely the first contact is not the person you want to talk to. Rather, it is the assistant, receptionist, secretary, or perhaps another team member. Always take the time to introduce yourself and to be polite and engaging with this person. Remember, he or she is the gatekeeper as to who gets through on the phone in this phone call as well as in future phone calls. By being polite, engaging, and positive with this individual, you are creating an ally within the organization. Initial statement. Always have an attention-grabbing opening statement. This is the same as with the in-person meeting, and it may be information you have discovered in your pre-call research. Positive and insightful comments about the industry, the company, things you have in common, or even something positive going on in the community is always a great opening. Avoid any negativity or comments that indicate you feel you are taking up their time or taking them away from something important. This not only creates a negative impression of the importance of the call, but it also plants a seed about getting off the call. Smile. While the customer cannot see you, he or she can tell if you are happy, smiling, and positive, or if you are distracted. In a study by the University of Portsmouth in the United Kingdom, researchers tested the ability of people to tell if the speaker on the other end of the phone call was smiling. Not surprisingly, they found that people were very accurate in telling if someone was smiling. Additionally, the research also showed that when they hear someone smile on the other end of the call, they were more likely to smile as well. In sales, this is a powerful tool. If the customer is also smiling and engaged in the conversation, you have their attention and their interest. Of course, this has to be authentic, but showing positive emotions on your face does come through in the tone of your voice and should not be discounted as an effective technique. Keep it simple. On sales calls, it can be tempting to keep adding to options, ideas, possibilities, and considerations. However, when you are on the phone, there is no way that you can see the expression on the customer's face. There is a good chance of losing them in the what-ifs, or even talking them out of a sale by presenting too many alternative options. Keep it simple and stick to your plan. If another challenge or issue comes up in the conversation, make a note of it and ask the customer if this is something they would like to discuss the next call. This is a great way to set up a follow-up call, which is now much easier to prep for as you have a topic and an understanding of the customer and her or his company. Be bold and speak with passion. Being bold and passionate about the topic is not something to do all through the call, but it allows your voice and your intensity or excitement to be real and unscripted during key points in the conversation. Many people stand up and move about when they are interested, excited, and engaged. And if you are one of those people, do it at these times in the conversation. Try to make sales calls where you can use a range of volume for your voice. You do not want to have to continually use a soft voice that may make it difficult for your customer to hear what you are saying. You should be able to talk, laugh, and exchange information at a comfortable and natural volume or tone of voice. It is also important to keep the pace of the conversation comfortable for the other party. Match your speech rate with theirs to avoid frustration on their half of the conversation. If you are a fast talker, slow down to avoid overwhelming the other person, particularly if they are a slower talker. emphasize product value. There is nothing wrong with using traditional types of sales methods to emphasize the value of the product or service you are selling. In-person sales techniques use short storytelling, and this can be very effective for phone call sales presentations as well. Just keep it simple, streamlined, and specific to what the customer has talked about and shared about their needs. In addition to the explicit value of the product or service, what are the other values making this purchase offers the customer? Can you deliver it tomorrow? Do you offer tech support for installation? Will your team come and train their team on the product or service? All of these value-added types of issues can make the difference between a sale and a no answer. Again, this is where knowing your product and service and weaving it into a story that resonates with your customers and shows the benefit of your product really stands out. Do not speak ill of the competition. If the customer mentions a problem they had in the past with a competitor's product or service, it may be tempting to pile on the talk about all the complaints you have heard from your other customers. It may even seem like that is what the customer is expecting or perhaps really wants to engage in. A wiser choice is to disengage from that topic and bring the conversation back around to the value and the benefit of your product or service. Let us assume a customer says she has purchased a product from a competitor that failed in a very short period of time, leaving their production line down. A simple, "I am sorry that happened." Let me tell you about three ways our products are designed to offer the longest life cycle on the market, turns the conversation from a negative into a positive, and brings the focus back to your product. Take notes. One of the advantages of phone sales is the freedom to take notes while having the conversation with the customer. Notes can be helpful in several ways. First, if you can quote back or talk about issues the customer has raised later in the conversation, he or she feels heard and understood, which is an important part in building rapport and demonstrating that your company values the customer. Second, notes allow you to strategize and refine the pre-call plan on the fly. By checking off specific information as it is presented, you avoid duplication and repetition, which is always important for the other person. Third, these notes can add to your CRM information on not just the customer, but also about the company. You may find out other people in the company you need to talk to, potential issues they are facing, or any number of factors that can be instrumental for future sales call planning. Listen and ask more than you talk. A good rule of any phone sales conversation is always to listen more than you talk. Connecting with the customer, telling your product or service story, assisting with solutions and value building, and then closing the sale all starts with understanding what the customer is looking for, needs, or wants to solve. By listening more than talking, at least in the first stages of the sales strategy, the information you need to tie things together to create value and close the sale will be readily available in a way that is specific to your customer. Verify and confirm in the conversation. Earlier, the importance of note-taking was discussed as a way to improve upon the sales strategy or plan, to jot down points for the current conversation, and to also keep a record of things of value to the customer for further conversations. In addition to taking notes, do not miss the opportunity to confirm the points of agreement throughout the call. This is an important strategy to circle back to in the closing. And when they are confirmed earlier in the conversation, they are typically seen as a mutual agreement by the customer. For example, in the conversation, you promote product X as a solution to problem Y. The customer agrees this is a solution that is of interest and worth consideration, or even a trial. Confirming that product X has value and is a solution is a simple way to reinforce that idea in the customer's mind. At the end of the discussion, and as part of the close, you can refer to your notes and see that the customer confirmed the value of product X. You then have the opportunity to say, "We discussed the benefits of using product X to solve problem Y. I am sending the contract through now. We have the product in stock and are prepared to ship the order as soon as the contract is returned." By verifying and confirming key points throughout the call, sales professionals face fewer last-minute objections to making a purchase. Additionally, you can ask more questions and have more information on hand if there is an objection throughout the conversation. Remember, you are not asking for a commitment to purchase, just the agreement that the product offers value and solves the problem. You should spend a few hours, maybe more, on coming up with questions you need to ask in order to get the prospect to start agreeing that your service product is beneficial and offers real value. Know what you can offer. As with in-person meetings, the last thing that should happen on a sales call, particularly in the closing negotiations on the terms of the deal, is to have to hang up or to get approval from someone else about the deal. Always know what the limit is that you can provide for your customer when it comes to volume, delivery, and even bottom-line pricing. It looks unprofessional and as if the sales representative is unprepared if this information is not available during the discussion. In many companies, it is possible to have the sales manager available to come in and give you the approval, or to look over the negotiations without having to notify the customer. Of course, the customer may make a counteroffer that cannot be anticipated. In these types of negotiations, it is a better option to offer to bring the required authority into the conversation rather than guessing about the answer or ending the conversation. In other words, if the customer is trying to make a purchase, do not end the call and tell her or him they will hear from you in a little while. Always have a next step that is moving the sales process forward to close. Always set another call or communication. Whether or not your sales process resulted in a sale during this call, it is essential to arrange a future communication with the customer. It is a natural option to ask for his or her email and send product information and specifications as a way to set up the next meeting. You may want to coordinate a face-to-face meeting or a virtual meeting using a service like Zoom or Skype. These types of platform add another layer of engagement and professionalism to your sales process. Take the initiative to invite the customer to a meeting that will offer additional value. A demo, a discussion by engineers on the product, or even a review of the product and some Q&A time in a larger virtual meeting helps to build the connection with the customer and continues to develop the value of the product or service, the value of networking. After the call is over, connect with the customer through the social media sites that they use. LinkedIn is a very valuable tool as it allows you to follow issues, questions, concerns, posts, and conversations your customers are having about the issues they are facing or the successes they are seeing. This is also a critical place to get your foot in the door and to find other decision makers at different companies in the same industry or in related industries. This type of B2B networking is invaluable not only to build your reputation as an industry expert, but to grow your client base. Networking allows you to provide general solutions and suggestions in a non-sales directed way, building your credibility as a trusted resource and a sales rep that knows the industry. The next time you make your sales call, your name is associated with those positive attributes, which continues to make your relationship with the customer stronger.